Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Mark, and she is going to be telling us about something good to eat. Linda, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So what's going on?
Well, we're getting ready for our 30th annual this year, Cass County Memorial Hospital Soup and Salad Luncheon.
And that's always very good and well attended. I always like to go so I can see everybody else who's there and kind of talk to people I haven't seen for a while.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in addition to the good food. So what's the price?
The price is $6.
Okay. And it did you tell me where it was?
No. It's at the St. Paul's Catholic Church Parish Center, just half a block west of the theater and the Elks Lodge on 6th Street, if no one is familiar with
okay.
the Parish Center.
And that's happening tomorrow on Wednesday. And it's been going on for quite a while.
Yes. This is our 30th anniversary,
Neil. I can't really believe that. Can you, Linda?
No, I can't. And I haven't been involved with it that whole time.
Right.
So,
and it used to be Secretary's Day. That's,
yes.
I think, when it started. It was because it was Secretary's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that title has changed.
Administrative Professionals Day.
Yes,
now.
Yes. But whatever. You don't have to be one of those. You can be anything and come to the lunch because it's a good time.
It's just a wonderful spring luncheon.
Yeah. What kind of foods, you know, we're saying how good it is. What kind of buffet or what will we have choices of?
It is all kinds of salads, any kind you've probably ever imagined. And our famous broccoli cheddar cheese soup, every year we have that. And then all kinds of salad or bars for desserts.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big dessert bar, too.
Yeah, it's hard to choose.
Right.
So this, of course, is a fundraiser.
Yes.
An important fundraiser.
Well, we think so. It raises quite a bit of money for the hospital for equipment and supplies, special things that they're
mm-hmm.
wanting to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had 12,319 hours that the volunteers worked for the hospital. And at a minimum wage, say $11, we saved the hospital about $135,500 in wages in 2015.
So this soup and salad luncheon, that's all volunteer too, but when you put that against all the other time, it's just a percentage, you know? But because I think a lot of people don't know all of the work that the auxiliary members do.
Oh, I'm sure they don't, no. We have all kinds of services. The one that always surprises me is I've done this library service for years, and very few people seem to know about the library service.
I didn't know about it until a couple years ago when I saw you and somebody else carrying bags of books out of the library, loading them up, and then you have to go unload them.
Right.
And where all do you take them?
Well, we deliver them to Heritage House, the nursing center, Atlantic, the new name.
Oh.
Specialty care.
Yes,
I'm still
thank
having
you.
Trouble getting
I know.
That one under my belt. And Allen Place, and we take books to 4 daycares, and they
wow.
really enjoy getting those books delivered.
So who chooses all those books? Because that's quite a variety. I mean, you don't
oh,
have
right.
the same books for everybody.
Well, the children's library, the librarian selects those and puts them all in bags for the 4 daycares. I've got a frog in my throat this morning. Sorry about that. And upstairs, the girls at the desk fill in all the other orders.
And can people order a special book, or is it just what's selected that you take?
The library would just select them, but if there is something specific that someone likes or a particular author, they will accommodate that too.
Wow, what a yeah. service.
And then we deliver the books, and then we pick up the ones we took the month before, return them to the library. So
okay.
it's just
so they get whoever gets them for a month.
Right.
And then you take them back. Wow, right. what a service. Just thinking the miles add up. But so do all those carrying and lifting. All that exercise. I just have to think it was good exercise, right?
Exercise and weightlifting.
Yes,
right.
yes.
Right.
And so that's one that, like I say, was certainly new to me, and you mentioned a lot of people don't know about it. But there's some others that I think people do know about.
Oh, right. They do a telecare service. They make phone calls each day to homebound residents and just check in with them. The outpatient clinics. Volunteers deliver forms from the desk when people check in back to the various doctors that are there. that day for the clinic. They work at the information desk and direct people, which is kind of difficult right now because it changes weekly.
That job is even more important than it used to be. I mean, it used to
right
be
now.
But when things didn't change, hey, you pretty much knew where you were going. But, hey, I get lost every time I go there practically.
we get a little confused, too, yeah. right now sometimes. And then in the fall, they have a children's orientation. They do a mock tonsillectomy, and the children look at x-rays, and they get ice cream in a goodie bag when the tour is over.
Fine.
And last year, they had 180 Cass County children for that. And they make walker bags for patients that need them for their walkers. The Hello Baby program, there are 8 sponsors that donate gifts for the new babies. Baby caps are crocheted and given to the newborns. They work at the same-day surgery and the blood draw station and just kind of assist there as needed. And just anywhere else. You'll just see a red smock or vest anywhere around the hospital most days.
So if you join the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, do you have to do all those things?
No. We do have inactive members, and the dues are only $5 a year. So any dues donation is greatly appreciated. And we've got so many various places that they can fill in and work, and it's always interesting.
If you're inactive, you could always volunteer to help at the soup and salad luncheon. I mean, there's no strong line between them, right? You could go back and forth, but right. I know there's some people that don't want to have a scheduled, you know, requirement that they're going to do this every so often. But
right.
they could always volunteer when you say, you know, if you need some help, give me a call.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And we do need subs in most of the departments, too. So if you just want to be a substitute on call, too, that's always available.
Okay.
And last year, we approved donating $36,663 for equipment and furnishings, and $2,000 in scholarships were awarded.
Oh, that's pretty important, yes. And so when we buy our ticket, we're also helping a good cause. I mean, we get some good food, we get to visit, but we also are helping out the community hospital.
Yes.
Okay. And you started talking about how many hours. There are some of those volunteers who have thousands of hours.
Right.
You know what the top one is?
They do. Oh, I don't at the moment.
But it's thousands.
Thousands.
And
yes.
So for those people, it's really, I think, a passion. They love to do it. And I think if you talk to them, they'd say, well, we meet a lot of nice people. You know, you feel good about volunteering.
Right. And they feel like they're really helping out in the community. And uh-huh. Most of them are retired. There are a few, I think, that are still working, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing you didn't mention, and I always enjoy going to visit, is the gift shop.
Oh, yes, our Treasure Cove gift shop. And it's right straight back from the, I call it the north door. People call it various other things.
It's kind of
the main
angle.
Entrance
yes.
there. And clear right down at the end of the hall by the elevator is our gift shop. And they have really beautiful gifts in there. And greeting cards for 99 cents.
Really nice ones.
Nice selection.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to wait to give a gift to somebody in the hospital.
Oh, no. You can buy birthday gifts. Buy yourself a gift.
Absolutely. I almost don't dare stop in there. I always love the jewelry.
Oh, beautiful jewelry.
Yes. And if you're a purse fan, you always have really neat purse. You got some good buyers.
Oh, Julia McNeese and Sandra Jensen. They do a wonderful job with that gift shop.
That's quite a challenge to do
yes.
that. So, again, bottom line, with all these volunteering and work that you do to help out the hospital, which helps out the community, both in time and then lots and lots of money that you've donated.
Yes, it's one of the major. We also have a Bakeless bake sale that is a pretty good fundraiser, too. And then our dues, of course. But this is kind of the big
Public, open to everybody, invite everybody
right.
kind of thing. So saying that, you are inviting them when and where?
Okay. It's tomorrow morning, Wednesday, April 27th, from 11 to 1 o'clock at the Catholic Parish Center on 6th Street, just west of the theater.
And if you don't have a ticket?
You may certainly walk in. We love walk-ins to just come and join us if they find they're free and available that day. And the tickets are $6, and you could also pay up some dues that day.
It's just add another $5
a year.
Right. Well, I'm not sure what else you can get for $5. So
not much.
That's a really good bargain. So we want to thank you very much, Linda Marek, for visiting with us today about the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary 30th Annual Soup and Salad Lunch. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.